Jemaah-Islamiyah has been blamed for a number of terrorist attacks since the 2002 bombings that killed more than 200 people on the Indonesian island of Bali. A report by the International Crisis Group shows that JI, as the group is known, has also developed a flourishing publishing business. Hundreds of JI members allegedly involved in the bombings have been killed or arrested by the Indonesian security forces. But the study says the publishing network of printers, translators, designers, marketers, and distributing agents could allow the organisation to survive despite the crackdown. Sydney Jones, the Crisis Group's senior advisor, says that most of the books discuss Islamic lifestyle, while others are downloads from Al-Qaeda websites translated into Indonesian. Jones says some of the material contains debate over whether terrorist tactics are permitted in Islam.
There's a discussion now going on about, whether or not indiscriminate bombings are a desirable tactic. And one of the interesting things is that one of the most recent books published was arguing against the use of suicide bombings and against the use of bombings that killed a large number of civilians.
Since the Bali bombings, there's been a split in Jemaah-Islamiyah over the group's tactics. Jones says some JI members disagree with the use of bombings that target civilians. She says that because the books promote useful debate about violent jihad and possibly even channel the energies of JI members into peaceful political activity, they should not be shut down.
I think that it's actually very useful to have this debate going on within the organization, and it's going on as a result of translations from Arabic to Indonesian of works published by very well-known jihadi ideologues who themselves have distanced themselves from Al-Qaeda.
She says monitoring this lively debate and the network of businesses that support the publishing industry could be a good way for the Indonesian government to keep tabs on the future direction of Jemaah-Islamiyah. Marianne Carney for VOA News, Jakarta.